but married Kay. This is rather more modern than Virgil. Mrs. Janeway.
Oh, one of Marquand's characters. Pullum, H.M. Pullum.
That's right. Doesn't any of you gentlemen read current fiction?
Incessantly.
But you just don't remember the character's name.
But this Janeway woman answers everything. I mean, we don't have to work tonight.
But I like Hedy Lamarr. That's how I remember.
You like what?
Hedy Lamarr. She was Marvin in the movies.
You don't look like Levant, but you answer the way he does. Well, we got 2 out of 3 on that. How about this one from Mrs. Pauline Saltzman of Grand Rapids, Michigan? This is kind of easy. I think we ought to get all on it. Now, these musical selections that Mr. Kahn is going to play for us, each one of them should suggest a way in which Germany is expected to collapse. In other words, they should indicate a way in which Germany is going to lose. What is it? Let's have the first. Well, we have any number of hands. Mr. Kieran?
Well, that's over there.
Yes. And
the American invading force, along with the British invading force, when they go over that channel, they...
Should turn the trick.
Right.
Right. Let's hope that will be one of the ways in which Germany collapses. And now the second. Mr. Taylor.
Well, that indicates that she will be conquered by the Tsar's army, which I think is hardly probable.
Well, stretching your imagination
a
little.
It is the ancient Russian national anthem.
And it's from what? That is played.
It was written by a man named Lvov.
I beg your pardon?
By a man named Lvov. I can't help it if he spells it L-V-O-F.
Well, it's a town. It's pronounced Wolf.
Pronounced Wolf?
No, the Alexander II, I think, heard the Austrian national anthem.
Yeah.
And
is that the Haydn
one? Mr. Lvov, will you please write Russia a national anthem like Haydn's Austrian national anthem, or else? And so Lvov wrote it.
I love to hear you say Lvov. That's the only reason I'm listening to all this. And isn't that, you'd find that in what larger work by a classical Russian composer?
The 1812 Overture by
1812
Tchaikovsky.
Overture. So it means a Russian victory,
not necessarily a
Tsarist one. How
about
the third? The third musical selection. Mr. Taylor had his hand up at once, huh?
By revolution.
How do you make that out?
That's the Chopin Revolutionary Etude.
Yes, revolution, collapse from within. Maybe they'll collapse in all those three ways at once. That would be best, wouldn't it?
Then you'd have a medley.
Then they get $57 and more bars.